Welcome back to this Leaders Speaks edition of the Business of Government Hour, a conversation on the intersection of government mission and technology. What emerging technologies hold the most promise for enhancing how government meets its mission? Dr. David McClure, Associate Administrator at GSA, places this in perspective.
Well, you know, I think we'll be challenged in this velocity game of trying to just continue to deliver effective solutions on a government-wide basis. One is called FedSpace, in which we're trying to create a collaboration platform across the entire federal government. So rather than creating a collaboration space just within NASA or USDA or Interior, we want to create a platform that allows government employees to communicate with each other across the entire government. I think it's game-changing because it just opens up ideas, thinking, communities of practice, just a completely different way of operating. I oftentimes cannot reach somebody now because I don't know their email address, I've lost their phone number, or they've moved and it's changed. If we have an online collaboration tool, we can connect people in government instantaneously, permanently, and create value propositions around those relationships in ways that I don't even know if we can truly appreciate that completely right now. Create a wiki space, create blogs, create some lightweight workflow so that I could actually organize something online, get some work done, and get value out of it without tremendous amount of effort being put into it. So I think those are real challenges for us, are some of these new initiatives. We're also working on a citizen services dashboard. We're trying to take what would be meaningful performance data of government to a citizen, not to confuse it with program evaluation measures, but if I'm a citizen, what is it that would tell me that government's actually being effective? So we're trying to take operational measures of government. How long does it take to get a tax return? How long does it take for me to get a Social Security disability claim resolved? How long do I have to stand in line at an airport in order to clear security? What's the average wait time, and is it going up, is it going down, and what's being done about it? So we want to move some of this transparency into the performance arena, but translate it into things that the average person would find some utility in. And I think that's going to be key for us in terms of challenges. One of the biggest technology challenges going forward is analytics. I think we have actually moving into the age of information management. We've created or are creating more of a tsunami of information and data. We've got to be able to sift and sort and analyze and get value out of this information because it's a gold mine. So I think the analytical space is going to be the space where CIOs and IT departments are going to be asked to step up and figure out a little bit more coherently knowledge management, business intelligence, proactive problem solving that's ahead of the curve rather than behind the curve, moving from compliance and reporting to active use of information to really do jobs in a good way. That's going to be a real challenge for us going forward technology-wise.
Richard Spire, CIO at DHS, stresses that in the end, it's all about meeting the mission. Information technology and technology in general is used to meet and achieve agency mission.
It really is all about the mission, right, out there in the field. And so one of the things that the technology is changing so rapidly in is as that technology continues to evolve and we can leverage that technology, the ability to get information in the field, the right kind of information at the right time for them to be able to effectively do their job, sometimes can mean life or death. That's very critical to us. I've always believed that a successful CIO it's not just about technology. To be an effective CIO, to bring that leadership, really means you have to be able to work well in a very heterogeneous environment. And be able to bring people together and really show them, I mean, even sell them on these concepts of how you can govern more effectively and bring people together to make better decisions for the department that then will enable us to bring technologies to bear to help mission effectiveness. And so that's a whole set of skills and experiences and CIOs that are well beyond the technology role.
Van Hitch, CIO at Justice, offers his perspective on the evolving role of the CIO, as well as some insights into the future.
I think the key way it's evolved is the CIO needs to be more of a change agent and is becoming more of a change agent. In some cases, that's very difficult to do based on organizational positioning and so forth. But that's what you really need to do to be successful. And I think that's gradually happening. And I think it's gradually happened because I think society in general recognizes the key role that technology plays in our lives and the key role it can play in our success in whatever we do, whatever our mission is. And that's certainly true in the federal government. So I think becoming a change agent, but not for the sake of technology. We're changing to make the mission more successful. That's the key. That is the key evolution that I think the CIO role has to have, and I think it is in the process of doing so.
The country deserves and expects a government that is efficient, accountable, and vigilant stewards of the public trust. In an increasingly interconnected and networked world, vision and leadership are key to the successful use of technology in meeting the varied and complex missions of government. Here's Dave McClure, Associate Administrator at GSA, on leadership.
A good leader is a good listener. I think to be effective in today's environment, particularly as we move more and more to online communication and collaboration, the challenge for a leader in government is actually to be comfortable in that environment, that you allow employees to interact with you directly, that you run open, transparent conversations and meetings, and we don't have a hierarchical chain of command. But I think we've moved into a very fluid, agile working environment that requires leaders to pay a lot of attention to the interaction and communications of leadership in a very dynamic way.
Dave Bowen, CIO at FAA, points out that though the skill sets haven't changed, some things have.
I would tell you that the skill sets largely haven't changed. But a couple of things that I would point out, no longer are there any sort of things sort of like normal operating hours. Everything runs 24/7. I think the increased networking and interconnectedness, if you will, of our people and our infrastructure forces a greater degree of standardization and a greater emphasis on configuration management. It also forces a much greater degree of collaboration and forces you to evaluate what are the consequences of your actions on others before you take them. When we had our own stovepiped applications running in our own line of business, you could just do what you wanted to and not worry about the impact of others. And I don't think that's true anymore.
Vance Hitch ends this Leader Speaks edition of the Business of Government Hour, offering his perspective.
I think being an effective leader, you have to have a vision. You have to be somebody who kind of feels strongly about that vision. Something has to drive you because otherwise it's just too hard. So you have to have a vision. I think in the federal government in particular, you need to have a sense of teamwork and a sense of partnership because things are more complex. The projects are bigger and badder. It's very difficult to get anything done alone. You've got to work in teams. You've got to work with alliances and partnerships, and I use that in a broad sense. So I think that is really key to being a good leader and a successful leader, especially in the federal government. Obviously, you need to kind of stay abreast of technology. One thing as a CIO that I always have stressed to new people coming into the organization is I want people always to recognize, and I think this is part of the answer to your question about what it takes to be a leader as a CIO, you have to remember that we're not there in and of ourselves. We're there to serve the mission.
Technology is a powerful tool, but it alone will not improve performance. In the end, the insights offered today underscore the importance of leadership, vision, and a government based on results and accountability. We hope you've enjoyed this special edition of the Business of Government Hour, Leaders Speak, a conversation on the intersection of technology and government mission. Be sure to join us next week for another informative, insightful, and in-depth conversation on improving government effectiveness. For the Business of Government Hour, I'm Michael Keegan, and thanks for joining us.
This has been the Business of Government Hour. Be sure to visit us on the web at businessofgovernment.org. There you can learn more about our programs and get a transcript of today's conversation. Until next week, it's businessofgovernment.org.